1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It is Thursday, May 11th, and it's always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
It's another sunny day. This has been a beautiful week.
Been, hasn't it?
Oh,
really
my
lovely.
Goodness. And just before getting on the air here, we've been talking about previews are happening, how the city is really just bustling now for the month of May.
Yeah, it's amazing to see the full restaurants. I had opportunity to be downtown, and the stores were filled with people, and the restaurants were, people going in and out the doors. It's wonderful to see, and the full houses at the festival. You know, we had a performance of Rent a couple days ago, 900 students. And I have to say, I, of course, was not in the performance. I was working at my desk. But I heard the cheer go up at the end. They had just loved it. And, of course, it wasn't all students. 900, that's half the audience, students. They had had just a wonderful, wonderful time. And I'm just thrilled that we have shows that we present that appeal to every age group and get people interested in theater, because, of course, yes, it's important to love theater, but it's also important to the future of our community here. So many of our businesses and people who work here depend on that tourism. So we've got to be creating the theater goers of tomorrow and making them the theater goers of today, too. So hear a whoop go up from students like that. The cheers, the excitement is really something
incredible.
And special, especially here in Stratford.
I can imagine, yes, the energy on the stage and then the energy in the audience with the future generations enjoying something like this.
Yeah. And any day now, we're inching. It's only a couple of weeks until we are at opening week. And then we start, all the American people start to come back. And so many of those families and Canadian families, too, come in generations.
Yeah, absolutely. So
like two, three generations at a time. So grandparents, parents, or their children and the grandchildren, I should say. And I love seeing those large groups come, and that we have plays on the stage that appeal to all those age groups is wonderful, which brings us to what I'm seeing this afternoon.
Yes, so we've got such a varied season, and previews are continuing. What show are you taking in today?
We have the first dress rehearsal for A Wrinkle in Time.
Okay.
Which is the children's, the family show. And everyone is absolutely loving working on the show. The word out of the rehearsal hall is so positive. I think I may have mentioned some time ago hearing the beginnings of the music and how evocative it was, and it brought tears to the eyes of everyone in the room. But there's also incredible costumes being built, beautiful design, the set, the music, the projections. They've really created this extraterrestrial world and also a world here on Earth. What an incredible thing to get to do as your job, to build other places, and how wonderful to take that to children and to family. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that this afternoon, and I'll tell everyone about it next week. But that is, we are really happy to have such a wonderful family play. A Wrinkle in Time wasn't something that I had read as a child or as a young person, but so many of the kids I know are really looking forward to it, and young people too in their 20s and 30s, even their 40s and 50s. So it's great for me. I really enjoyed reading the play, and I'm looking forward to seeing it for the first time.
Okay, so it's a dress rehearsal today. Do we know when previews start for A Wrinkle in Time?
Yeah. 29th, I think, 29th.
All right.
So 18th, sorry. The 18th of May. I got ahead of myself there. It's opening that last week of May, first week of June.
So, okay.
Yeah, it starts previews on the 18th of May.
It's a magical season with Stratford Festival, which I guess segues into opening week and reminding people when opening night is.
Yes, opening night is on the Tuesday. Not the Monday, so the 30th of May, the Tuesday, and I really hope people will come out. We'll have the Pipers and everyone, I hope, will be in their finery again for the red carpet, and it's always such a wonderful occasion.
Oh, for sure, and again, it's just the fanfare. It's all the pomp and circumstance with the opening night, but it is a Tuesday, May 30th, and we're so looking forward to that evening.
Are. And you mentioned magic a moment ago, the magic of Wrinkle in Time and taking kids to the show. And I have seen grand magic over at the Tom Patterson Theater now
right.
a couple of times, and I have received a few very enthusiastic emails from people who've been to it. It's a great show. And it's one, of course, none of us have seen, which doesn't happen all that often here in Stratford. I mean, I know we do lots of new plays, but to see something that you've never seen before, when we're really a theater town of plays, Shakespeare's plays, that you see time and time again and are looking for how they're being done this time, it's really fun to see something and discover it and follow the mystery of the plot through to the end. I absolutely love Grand Magic. It's beautiful. There is magic in it, and Garrett Wynne Davies stars as the Grand Illusionist. It is great. Someone was asking me what they should see over at the Tom Patterson Theater. Well, of course, see everything, but as I have seen Grand Magic, and it delighted me so much, I'm highly recommending it.
Grand Magic previews continue, Rent previews happening, Spamalot, and we have A Wrinkle in Time preview start May 18th. And reminding folks where A Wrinkle in Time will be presented?
Oh, it's at the Avon.
At the Avon. There you go. So more shows happening. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website, and we look forward to opening night coming up Tuesday, May 30th, and we've got more shows on the way. Ann Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks for this, Ann.
It's so good to talk to you. Thank you, Jamie. Enjoy the day.